in August 1967, a hammer capable of high-energy rate forging was demonstrated for an audience of government and industry officials. The development of this machine represents a major technological advance. High-energy rate forging is a process by which velocity is substituted for mass in the forming of metal. Although not a new technique, the process until recently has had little industrial exploitation. This machine was made by converting a standard drop forging hammer with a potential of 10,000 foot-pounds of force into a tool with almost 250,000 foot-pounds of impact energy. The velocity of the ram was increased from 10 miles per hour to 60 miles per hour. The hammer is spring-mounted to absorb impact shock. Since no vibrations are transmitted to surrounding facilities, it can operate in areas zoned for light manufacturing. The hammer was converted by Precision Forge Company under an Air Force contract awarded by the Space and Missile Systems Organization. This small but vigorous company, located in Santa Monica, California, has recently become a division of the Whitaker Corporation, which will continue the development efforts. During the months following the initial demonstration, the machine was utilized as a production tool. Modifications were made to upgrade its performance. A trim press, gas-fired furnaces, and other support equipment have transformed the austere hammer into a production facility. In this typical operation, a billet of low-carbon, high-alloy steel, SAE 9310, is removed from the furnace at 2100 degrees Fahrenheit and positioned under the ram. The billet is struck twice to form the desired shape. Powered by a hydropneumatic system using nitrogen gas, the hammer has a controllable impact force. This capability to vary both stroke and pressure makes possible the working of all types of metals. The rapid delivery of energy to the part raises its temperature, achieving a plasticity of flow that permits the metal to follow and fill intricate die designs, and makes possible a combination of thin and heavy sections in the part. In no instance is there an enlargement of the grain size of the original material, and in most cases, it is drastically reduced or improved. This, added to the ideal grain flow, results in finished forgings with the highest strengths which can be obtained for each specific material. Following a change of dies, the rough forging is reheated and struck once again. After a minimum amount of machining, the end product will be a spiral bevel gear for use in a military helicopter transmission. The pinion, which meshes with the spiral bevel gear, is also made on the high energy rate forging hammer. In this case, a billet of 9310 steel is heated to 1900 degrees Fahrenheit and struck with a single blow. Next, as in the previous operation, the dies are changed and the rough forging is reheated. Then, with a final blow, the teeth of the pinion are formed. This is an example of the high-quality forgings being produced at Precision Forge Company. Using the high-velocity hammer, the company has manufactured numerous parts from various materials, all representing a challenge. Forging of thin sections, which has long been a problem, is accomplished on this star turbine wheel, with a saving of $150 per part. In addition, an integral extruded shaft is provided. Overheating of the metal is avoided, and rigid end grain specifications are satisfied. Less glamorous looking is this forging, which will be machined overall and then spin formed into a rocket missile case 5 feet in length. The wall thickness is very uniform from top to bottom. Therefore, little of the grain flow is machined away. Uniform grain size is also assured, sharply reducing the spin-forming scrap rate. The narrow metal working band, or temperature tolerance, of the nickel alloy in this hemisphere, as well as its denseness, makes it difficult to forge. However, the material responds well to high energy rate forging. By using this process, quick chilling is avoided. The forged part is close to finished dimensions, is very stable, is finer grained, and has improved yield strength. This much lighter titanium hemisphere is forged at several hundred degrees lower than normal, maintaining the part in a desirable heat band, well below what is known as the beta transis temperature of the material. Part formation is accomplished in a minimum of reheats. Grain growth is controlled to achieve the superior physical properties necessary to satisfy aerospace pressure container requirements. The work hardening material in these special application flanges is metallurgically improved by 1/3. As delivered, these parts are guaranteed to have a yield strength of at least 50,000 PSI, or the highest tensile level obtainable to date. While these high-quality Air Force Ordnance parts are formed from a rather common low-carbon steel, they are unique in that the wall thickness is uniform from top to bottom, with less than 20,000th variation. No machining is required to meet this specification. As a result of forging at lower temperatures with a minimum of reheats and applying accurate temperature control, the parts have hardly any scale or scale pitting. An intricate requirement is represented by the forging of teeth on this spur gear, used in an aerospace gas turbine. Here, the grain radially flows to the teeth, following the tooth profile. Not only are the teeth stronger, but the basic operation of cutting the teeth is eliminated. While each of these examples is typical of what is produced on the converted forging tool, the spiral bevel gear development program represents a potential breakthrough in the state of the art. With the perfection of this production technique, manufacturing economies are expected. In addition, improved fatigue life is predicted, since spur gears produced on the same hammer showed a fatigue life increase of 7 to 52 times that of conventionally cut gears made from forged blanks. The experience gained on this project indicates that almost any standard forging hammer could be converted into a high-velocity tool for less than the foundation and installation costs of an equivalent conventional machine. The successful operation of the hammer has aroused the interest of industry and has prompted the Air Force to convert a similar sized hammer to achieve greater production capacity. The high-velocity forging hammer has proved itself a practical and versatile tool which will make a significant contribution to space-age technologies.